the process of one's first transformation is a brutal one. It starts with subtle shifts in the senses, heightened sense of smell, increased visual acuity, and the perception of the slightest sounds. The smell of flesh being burned off by the searing moonlight, the sight of coarse, furred hide revealing itself as the flesh burns away, the sound of bones breaking and your own screaming, screams that turn to howls, snarls, and screeches. You're listening to Dubstep and Dragons, a D&D 5e. Yes.
You know what the difference between Hitler and Michael Phelps is?
Oh, God. Whoa. Wow. That's a sweat. No. Well, I mean, yes, but no.
Well, Michael Phelps can finish a race.
Oh, damn.
Goodness.
I'm not comfortable with that.
I thought it was the mustache.
I don't know. No joke. One can grow facial hair?
One can grow any kind of hair?
Boy, that's a rough one. yeah, no joke.
Michael Phelps reminds me of that naked mole rat off Kim Impossible.
But addicted to weed.
Right.
Rufus.
Yeah, addicted to weed, yeah. Rufus, yeah.
Anyway, a D&D 5e actual play podcast with a cyberpunk twist. My name is Matthew, and I will be your game master.
My name is Luke, and I'll play Ash.
My name is Sean. I'll be playing Fallen.
My name is Norris, better known as Bo.
Hello, I'm Dan. I play Alphonse.
Hey, Matt.
Yes?
You're kind of looking like a Little Caesar's pizza over there. Hot and ready.
Thank you. I'm blushing.
I know. I see it. Your head's turning red.
The AC's working, so it's not because it's hot in here.
Right.
Actually,
but he's
kind
hot
of cold.
And ready.
Jesus. I'm really having trouble now. Previously on Dubstep and Dragons, Alphonse and Ash started the inn on fire. The Fallen and Norris hid in a bubble, a clear bubble, so they weren't hiding at all.
Scared to death.
Mike and Mr. O were kidnapped, and we find ourselves running out of the tavern, out into the town square, after just clearing a room of 11 lichens inside of the tavern. As you all run out into the open air, the cold air hits you first. Alphonse and Ash, as soon as you get outside, the moonlight feels like you're being scorched by the sun. Like some kid with a magnifying glass is just standing over you, and the light from it burns. Ash, as you run out, you feel this. You can smell everything. Your eyes turn, your vision goes red and focuses almost like tunnel vision. Alphonse, as you run out, you get this erratic feeling that kind of takes over your head. And you get that same, like, the sense of smell, the sense of hearing, your sense of sight, everything just seems sharp. You hear, smell, feel everything. Ash, is inside of your helm, your face starts pressing up against the face of the face mask, and you're forced to rip off your helmet. And your face starts protruding out 4, 5, 6 inches from your eyes. And as this happens, that sense of smell just kind of takes over. And all you can smell is blood. You smell all these lichens around you, the blood you just spilled inside, it smells bitter. It smells awful. You see Fallen in front of you, and there's this sweetness wafting from him. And then you look at Norris, and the smell of Norris is intoxicating. And that smell goes through and hits your stomach, and you get this insatiable hunger that you just can't think through. All clear thoughts have left your mind, and you are left with only hunger. Alphonse, as you step out, you can feel your jaw breaking, and it juts forward, and almost like it's coming out from under your jawline, these two massive tusks jut up from your lower jaw, and your upper jaw starts to distend out as the upper jaw breaks and reforms and breaks and reforms into a snubbed snout on the front of your face. And all you can think is about this pain in your stomach. You feel akin to a shark. There is nothing but the hunger. You feel nothing. Alphonse is gone. All that is there is hunger. And just like Ash, the more alive it is, the better it smells. You're looking around and you have this, like I said, this really erratic, like your brain is all over the place. And both of you pick up all those people that were jumping out of second story windows to try to escape the fire. Your friend Norris in front of you. Your friend Fallen in front of you.
Sweet, who am I attacking?
The sweetest smell in all of this is the only living non-lichen around you, which is Norris. Oh. Everybody roll for initiative.
Yeah, boy.
I have no initiatives to roll.
That is a
12.
24.
Did anybody beat a 24?
No, I hit right. 22.
What you got?
You got a 22?
22.
Okay, so first is Norris, and then I'm guessing Ash.
I don't know if I have bonuses, so I'm going to say no.
It should be your dex. You should
off
add your
my standard character sheet or this.
So it's still, so you guys are still, everything that's on your character sheet still exists.
Okay.
The changes are you add the things that I sent you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, those are just modifying your existing. Your other abilities still exist. All of them.
Oh boy.
And I can still use them?
You can still use them.
Oh, fuck yeah. Okay. I got a total of 16.
Okay, so it's going to go Norris, Ash, Alphonse, because you got what?
12.
12? Okay, so Alphonse, and then Fallen. Norris, you're up first. Okay. I do believe you were the first one out of the building.
Yeah, me or Ash.
Yeah. Oh, Ash, you're right. Ash would have been the first one out of the building.
Because I was up right next to him.
Give me a perception check. Yeah, bust out the fingers. Okay.
Well, I did it in my head, but I was wanting to make sure.
With a 24, you see Ash stop when he gets out the door. You see him, he makes it about two steps out, and then it's almost like he just hit a brick wall. He just stopped dead. And with that 24, you see all his armor get tight, and then you see him rip the helmet off, and you see a full bear's head.
By the way, I don't remember wearing a helmet.
Oh, okay. Maybe he wasn't wearing a helmet.
But anyways, we'll play with it.
Anytime there's somebody wearing plate armor, I assume they have a helmet. That's
fair. Safety first.
So you see, as soon as he comes out, you have his armor, his sword, his everything, with a massive bear's head. And now he's standing about 2.5 feet taller than you.
God damn, Ash, what happened?
Can I talk?
Yes, but at this point you would be in... You are blood-crazed like everyone else, so it would be more like, keep it 2 syllables or less.
I don't know.
Well, I wouldn't like that, so I would try and put some distance between us.
Okay. Are you going to try to dash?
No.
Okay,
no,
so just your regular movement of what, 40 feet?
40 feet, yep. And then for a bonus action, I'm going to manifest Echo.
Where do you want your Echo?
Probably like 10 foot in front of Ash.
Okay. So I almost imagine it as you're running, you turn on your Echo, and your Echo just stays in place as you continue running.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything for an action?
Not right now.
Okay. Ash.
So, do I see anyone else around me, or is just him in front of me?
So, you would see him, and as I stated earlier, he smells the sweetest. You also can smell the blood pumping through all the locals.
Okay, I'm just going to move. I think my movement's 30 feet. Yes. I'm going to move 30 feet ahead, right, like, past his echo.
Okay.
Closer to Norris.
Does your echo take an opportunity attack?
I was about to ask. Let's see. Bonus action.
So
we still have
you
all
can get them. I was asking, do you take it?
Oh, I probably wouldn't take it.
Okay.
Because nothing's happened to me yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I appreciate you not metagaming. Action, bonus action.
God, I'm so drained.
Oh, I almost forgot. You will take your hit points now as temporary hit points. That does not allow you to go over your maximum, though.
To whatever I have now, just add it as temp.
Just add it as temp.
It's not a lot. Yeah, that's just it.
Okay. Alphonse.
Norris ran away. Sorry.
Yeah, he is about from the door about 45 feet.
And my character is super heightened by the smell of the sweetness of it, but I'm also in a bunch of excruciating pain. Correct?
So as soon as you walk out, it just takes that like first 6 seconds, mm-hmm. like pre-combat. It took, as soon as you walk out, like the changes started happening. So at this point, the change is complete. You are fully in bloodthirst mode.
Okay, cool. I am going to try to get... If I'm in bloodthirsty mode, I am going to take a shot at Norris's...
Echo?
Echo.
Okay.
And as I am taking the shot, I'm going to approach it.
Okay.
Does his echo smell?
No. No, but I could. It would be seen as an obstacle.
That is going to be 25 to hit.
Oh yeah, he gone.
Echo's gone.
So I see it disappear. I then lock onto Norris, and I'm going to use the rest of my movement to get as close as I can to him.
Okay.
And I'm guessing I don't quite get to him, so I'm going to try to gun him down.
Okay.
There's a nat 20.
And then, would I know that this is Alphonse? Like, would he look the same minus?
It would be all the same clothes and hair color. Like, the color of the hair doesn't change. Like, you would know it was him. Especially with your 24.
In response to that, can I activate my guardian emblem to reduce it not to be a crit?
Yes, you can use your reaction to do that. So it would not be a crit.
So it's a 19 then?
It still hits.
Oh, okay.
You just don't get the crit damage.
Oh, wait, that's the wrong place.
And I would just look at Alphonse and be like, what the fuck are you doing?
He's like,
blood.
Blood for the blood god.
That's going to be 12 damage.
And you are no longer
raging.
Yeah,
I was about to say, I'm no longer raging. 12 damage?
Mm-hmm. Because your AC is... Jeez, so that 3 would have been... Okay. A 14 doesn't hit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Fallen.
With them turning hostile.
Oh, you need a mini, don't you? I'll grab you one. Continue.
With them turning hostile, I would like to change my spirit guardian to hostile to them.
Okay.
And I'm going to walk up. Because they're trying to kill the people that are sentient.
How long is the Spirit Guardian up?
Ooh, good question. Concentration up to 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you're still within 10 minutes. Damn, that's a long-ass spell.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you cast it at, like, level 6, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you are familiar enough with this knight that you know that this isn't them.
Yeah. 25 points of radiant damage.
You walked up to us?
So you walk within range of...
Yeah. Wisdom saving
throw of
18 from both of you.
Okay, that would put you just within range, but it also does put you in melee range with Ash.
That's a nat one.
Yeah. I also failed. So how much damage was it?
25 radiant.
Okay.
Are you guys both up?
Yeah.
Yep.
Just barely. And then... I'm going to need a charisma saving throw from both of you for my spell.
Charisma?
Yep.
21.
Okay. You save?
I'm going to do a reaction cutting words. So I'm going to spend a bardic inspiration dice, and I'm going to roll that, and it's going to reduce from what I need to roll. So there's 5. What was the saving throw?
18.
18.
So you need to roll a 13.
13.
That's cool. I did not realize that that worked that way.
Wisdom.
Plus charisma. One.
Charisma.
Charisma. So, oh, Jesus. That's going to be a... I probably didn't even need to do that. Anyways, that's a 25.
Yeah, okay. Charisma save for you is crazy.
Yeah.
Neither of you are Bane then.
Oh, shit. That was a 1d8. I rolled the wrong one.
So.
Okay.
And... yeah, that's my turn.
Okay, Norris, back to you.
All right. What do I want to do here? Well, I'm probably going to rage since I just got shot by my best friend. Motherfucker. And then, so that's a bonus action. And then for my movement, I'm going to move right up to Ash, and I'm just going to hit him two times.
Two times.
Two times. And as I'm hitting him, I'll be like, what the fuck did you shoot me for? And that's
I didn't shoot you.
I said Alphonse.
Oh, you said you wanted to run up to Ash.
Oh, did I? Sorry. Yeah. I'm in all right. Alphonse.
I'll put you in Alphonse's face.
No, Alphonse. So that would be a 23 to hit.
Okay.
And that's going to be 21 damage. Okay. For the first one. And then the second one's going to be a...
Jesus Christ, like you hit it with a hammer.
The next one's going to be a 20 to hit.
I meet it.
Do what?
Beats it.
Oh. Yeah. So I beat it?
No, he beats it. If you hit somebody's AC, you hit them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Did you do the temp hit points?
Do you do that on top of your current hit points?
I told you whatever you have for current hit points, just add it as temporary on top whenever you transform.
Oh, yeah. All those temporary hit points are gone.
Okay.
So am I down or am I still going?
Are you at zero hit points?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, then you're still going.
Okay. Well, then that
what was your damage?
I'll roll it now. So it'd be 13... So that would be 21 damage.
Okay. 5, 6. Okay, so 16.
Ash.
Well, now that he's near me and everything and fighting the urge, I'm going to...
Oh, and he smells so good. Taste it, taste it.
How does this work now? Hang on. I'm gonna... I'm gonna take two swipes at it.
Okay.
At Norris.
And get on big sexy.
It's okay, they're crap. 14 and a 8.
Neither.
Yeah, so you have this giant snarling bear and snarling pig just kind of sandwiching you. They're not quite flanking because they haven't moved into flanking, but you're surrounded by a lot of saliva.
That hot. Surrounded by a hawk to it.
And that's my turn.
Okay, you Alphonse. Get me?
Your blood.
Can you give me hold on. I need you to make an int saving throw. The DC is 17.
A what saving throw?
Int. Intellect.
Oh, that should go great.
Of course you give me the intellect one.
What's your spell save?
Saving throw of what?
17.
Well, I'm not going to get this. No, I fail.
Okay.
At a minus one.
Oh, this is going to be psychic damage too. You do not reduce psychic damage while raging. It's the only damage you're susceptible to.
That's fine. That's a lot of dice, though.
I don't know what spell he's doing, but if it's an intelligence save, it's...
Do you remember the pain of the bullet brain?
Oh, you fucker. Shoot me with a brain bullet again?
Brain bullet.
Is this a point blank brain bullet?
Point blank brain bullet.
Yeah.
Right
to the dome.
That is 29 damage.
Hot damn.
And then for my bonus action, I'm going to... Once you become, you transform, do you become interlinked with the other, like...
You can kind of work as a pack. You have those animal instincts to work together, but there's no, like, direct connection.
Okay. So my bonus action, I'm going to take a cunning action, and I'm going to disengage. And I'm going to disengage back to the entrance to the inn. And I'm going to essentially start, like, taking one of my feet and ramping them up like I'm going to charge.
Okay.
And that is the end of my turn.
All right. Fallen.
Perfect. I need saving throws. So with that, it's within...
So aren't they supposed to do the saves on their turn? When they start their turn in your Spirit Guardians?
Built around 15 distance, duration if you're... When you cast spell, doesn't it end? Affected, any affected creature speed is half. When the creature enters the area first time, you must make a wave on the fail save, take damage, take damage. Doesn't say.
Here, you want to pass that over?
Just a second. Little rules checking.
As we're doing this, I'm going to holler over at Fallen and just be like, do you have any idea what the fuck's going on?
Or starts its turn there. Okay, so technically, it would have happened when you entered their space on your turn, and then it would have happened at the beginning of their turns.
Gotcha.
Since they started their turn in the space.
Gotcha.
So we'll just count this as since both of their turns have just passed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My bad.
Well, I passed anyway.
What? Sorry. So I'm rolling what again?
Wisdom saving throw.
Wisdom saving throw.
For the meat grinder.
Yep.
Okay.
DC save 18.
Okay. 26.
Reaction.
26.
Hey, this is a new round, so I can use a reaction again, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's not immune to being charmed. I suppose I wouldn't. Okay. I wouldn't see that. That's an attack. Okay. No, I failed it.
So it was 23 radiant damage.
Okay.
What's the radius on that again?
15 feet.
Yeah.
So because it was while you're...
It technically should have happened on your at turn. The start of your turn.
Okay.
So I take 12?
12. So, and then are you guys both still up?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. In that case, since you're preparing to charge, I am going to throw a guiding bolt at you. So that is a 16 hit.
Misses.
Okay. And that's my turn.
Okay. Norris.
All right, so I'm going to use a bonus action and manifest Echo. Wait a minute, hang on a second.
He's 35 feet. Okay.
Manifest Echo, 15 foot just in between me and Alphonse. And then... I'm going to turn to Ash and then make two attacks on him.
Hmm. can do it, sweet boy.
So that's a 25 to hit.
Yep, that hits.
Just a little.
And a 17 to hit.
Yeah, and I'm down.
Perfect.
17 doesn't hit you.
Oh, sorry. That doesn't hit.
All right, so a 25 hits, so that's a not bio. So that's going to be 36 damage.
Holy shit.
Yeah, yeah, I rolled max damage.
All right. Ash goes down.
Max damage minus one.
So fallen, normally when a lycanthrope is knocked unconscious, you know that they would revert back to their human form. Tonight, because of this moon, that normal system mm-hmm. is interrupted. So you would notice that the bear stays a bear.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Ash. Oh. Never mind. Okay.
I love this rule.
I do too.
Honestly, it gives so much more suspense when you roll the death saving throws.
Yeah, and nobody knows. I love
nobody
it when you guys.
Nobody knows.
I love it when you guys are at like two or three, and it's like, fuck, what is it going to be? okay, so that was Ash Alphonse.
Shit. I still want the blood. Roof's on fire behind me. What would an animal do?
Go after the blood.
I'm gonna make my way around the outside perimeter.
Okay.
Just kind of over to this set, like this building over here.
Do you want to dash to get there?
No.
Just, okay.
What is my movement? 50.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can move crazy fast. Yeah, you can get over here.
Does that bring him within 15 feet of me?
With 50 feet of movement, he could have skirted around your spirit guardians.
And then I am going to need Norris to make another int saving throw, 17 DC.
He has to literally roll a 19
or 20.
Well,
he's just
going to
stab you in the brain just over and over again.
No.
So many dice.
8, 14.
Just for everybody, I rolled a 2. With a minus 1 would bring me to a dirty nat 1.
25.
Damn.
Yowza.
Bonus action. So when you use your full movement speed, you can still do cunning. Can you still bonus action cunning?
Yep.
Okay, so same thing. I'm going to bonus action cunning dash, and I'm going to come behind over to this area.
Okay. Yeah, easy enough. With your movement, no problem.
Man, he moves like one, too.
Yes, he does. Fallen.
With that, how far away is he at this point?
He is from you, 20, 40. He is 50 feet from you.
Perfect. We are going to Guiding Bolt again. Sixteen, I'm guessing, doesn't hit you.
Miss.
Okay. And... see if I have anything as a bonus action.
I imagine like this guiding bolt coming at you, and you have such a you're so tuned to like harmonics that you do like this guttural scream that just like dissipates this guiding bolt.
Jeez,
that's way better than what I was picturing.
Like I'm picturing like a combination between Alphonse and Bloodthirsty Animal. Like, there's still that mm-hmm. intuition there, that, like, understanding of things. So that's what was going on in my head.
I like it.
My character is going to start stepping back towards the the burning building.
Okay. Do you want to get... You have enough to get to the door.
Right before the door.
Okay. Okay. Easy enough. Anything else? Norris.
All right. So I'm going to use my full movement speed, get right up to Alphonse.
Yeah, I do believe you have just enough movement.
Heck yeah, I do. And then I'm going to look at him and say, I love you, buddy, but you pissed me off. And I'm going to take two attacks on him, Reckless Great Weapons Master.
Cool. I'm going to bonus action.
Well, I know that one doesn't have, like, doesn't hit. And that's a crit.
I'm going to reaction and use cutting words. So I'm going to spend a bardic inspiration dice and then roll a d8.
So I will tell you before you do this, It can't cancel a crit. Now, if you use... There is a spell that can make him do it, but I don't think it cancels a crit.
10 minutes, a creature. As a reaction that is not immune to being charmed, you can see within 60 feet, make an attack roll, ability check, or damage roll. You can expend one bardic inspiration dice, roll the dice, and subtract the number from the creature's roll. You can do so after the roll, but before knowing that result. So I would have done it anyways because I had to call it beforehand.
Okay.
But it really doesn't cancel a crit?
No, it doesn't cancel a crit. It'd be so powerful if it did.
Only what he did cancels crits?
It... So he has an amulet that is designed that specifically says in it turns a crit into a standard hit.
Oh, okay.
And he has a number of charges that he can use.
I can only do 3 and I have used 2.
Yeah.
Okay. No, it would have been 7 off.
Okay.
That's still only 32 damage.
I'm down.
Okay.
Are we still in combat at this point?
With both of them down, yes, we are staying in combat. We're staying in initiative. What you gentlemen do while in initiative is up to you. But we are going to continue in initiative. Fallen, you're next. No. Ash is next. Okay. Hang on. And then Alphonse. Okay.
So I am going to drop the meat grinder.
Okay.
I am activating Aura of Life. So, with that, any non-hostile living creatures gain 1 hit point at the start of their turn if they're at 0 hit points.
Okay.
I am going to try and bring everyone that's in there up to 1 hit point within the bar.
Okay.
To try and... They're my friends.
Okay. So... Boy... Give me a medicine check.
I feel like your medicine would have to be pretty good, though.
You would think.
Possibly.
As a cleric.
That's a 12.
It's a 12?
I didn't lose my medical license for nothing.
With a 12, you look in this room and you don't see anybody breathing. You know that they would have to still be clinging to life.
No.
And when you look in, they've all reverted back to human form, and none of them are breathing.
That's fine. In that case, I'm going to run up to his character.
Up to Ashes?
Yep. And that's going to give him 1 hit point.
Okay. Now, it does specify non-hostile. Mm-hmm. So you would have to choose.
I choose to have him as a friend and give him 1 point. And I'm going to punch him straight in the face for non-lethal damage.
Okay.
So that he has that point, but he's not waking up.
I'm not even going to make you roll for it. I imagine you would just be standing over him to punch that one hit point out of him.
Go to sleep.
Okay.
Don't die, but don't wake up, motherfucker.
Ash, you are essentially stabilized after being punched in your bear snout.
Bad bear.
Can I pick him up?
What's your strength score?
I think it's like 13.
Give me an athletics check high DC. He is currently about an 800-pound armor-wearing bear.
18.
I will let you carry him at half speed.
Okay.
So you pick him up, and where do you want to move with him?
Straight forward.
Okay. So we will move you 15 feet towards them. So,
damn.
So, Norris, if you look back, you're going to see a priest carrying a bear.
Holy shit, Fallen. I didn't know you had it in you.
We need to put him on a diet. Jesus.
Oh, don't worry. It's mostly plates.
Okay.
Says you.
Norris.
I am going to, and I've tried doing this before, and it's the only thing that I have in my inventory that I can do it with. I'm going to use my boa of nine tails, and I'm going to hogtie the hawk.
He is unconscious. This takes an action. There's nothing he can do about it.
Perfect.
I want to remind you, you have two boas. You have one that's a whip, and you have one that is handcuffs.
Do I still have my whip? I thought I got rid of the whip.
Oh, yeah, you got rid of the whip. You gave it to somebody.
Yes.
But you have the handcuff boas.
Do I still have the handcuff boas?
You do. We never made an item for them. I just told you to remember
you
had them.
Well, then, yeah. Let me just handcuff them. That way I'm not doing any further damage, okay. I guess.
He is a hog-tied hog.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Is this a magical thing that's happening
yes.
to them? Okay, well, then I don't want to do that. I'm going to use my anti-magic manacles that I have and place them on Alphonse.
Okay. I had not considered that. Okay. You flip him over, and you throw these manacles on him, and you see all the bones break and reset, and he's still unconscious during all this, which is great for him.
That is great.
But you see all the bones reset, and the skin kind of grows back over, covering everything, and you see you have Alphonse laying on the ground in front of you, unconscious.
Perfect.
And that's going to be your turn.
Okay.
Now comes Ash is unconscious. That was Alphonse's turn. Fallen.
I would like to move my way up to that.
What is the aura? What is the size of the aura on this?
30 feet.
Okay. Okay. Then, yeah, he's restored to one hit point.
You have one hit point. I'm going
to
yell to you, knock him out. Or
he's back to his.
Yeah, he's back to human self. Okay. With that, we will drop initiative. Alphonse, you're awake and yourself.
Oh, cool.
You do not recall what just happened. Like, you blacked out. You woke up on the ground with the shit beat out of you. You look up. Fallen is carrying a bear wearing Ash's clothing. And Norris is standing over you, lightning and flames going, breathing heavy, standing over you. And you can distinctly feel Norris knuckle-shaped bruises forming on your body.
I did not sign a consent form, Norris, and why am I handcuffed?
I would just slap him in the face. Non-lethal damage, of course.
roll to attack. Because he is conscious, so...
I'm going to use an... Well, fuck. I'm still raging, though, aren't I?
Yeah.
Can I drop my rage first?
During this, you guys had a brief conversation. The rage would drop.
Okay. Well, then... Oh, well, it's still plus 10, so that's going to be a 20 to hit.
Okay. So, and non-lethal damage, you just look down at him, backhand him, and he just flops.
That's where the fucking brain bullets, you asshole.
Norris... Little help, please.
Oh, yeah. I'd probably take the bear from him.
Thank you.
Okay.
Is he
Sorry,
smaller?
Listeners.
He's much smaller. He's still heavy.
Can you carry both?
Strength check?
Yeah.
Yeah, give me an athletics check.
Would it be athletics or would it just be a straight strength to see if I could carry both?
Your athletics is higher, so I'm going to let you use that.
Actually, they're dead even.
Oh, okay.
21?
Yeah. I mean, you can. You're moving at half speed.
Okay.
But you can carry both. You have a bear on one side. And oh yeah, no, he's human form. He's actually a pretty slight guy. He's not very heavy. So yeah, you can carry both.
Perfect. Well then
it's very lopsided.
I would carry both then.
Okay.
So we need to get the fuck out of here now.
Yeah, you're not fucking kidding.
And
so you can hear that it with your passive perception. With all the people that evacuated the inn, it seems like most of the remaining Lycans are having lunch over at, by the inn.
We're going the other direction.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of assumed.
As fast as we can go.
Okay. Give me a luck check.
2.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's not shit.
I'm also going to take a potion of healing.
That's smart.
What do I do for that? Just roll a what?
What kind of potion are you
It's
taking?
Just a potion of healing. Just a 2d4 plus 2.
There you go.
Oh, that's 4. That's 6, 7, 8.
Fallen, you can give me a survival check.
That is a 24.
Okay. You know that the general store mm-hmm. has a cellar underneath it. There are likely people hiding out in there, but you feel confident that Norris could probably get you in there. Or what are you... Tell me what your plan is, and I'll tell you what you know.
So what I was thinking is he's going to start casting because it takes 1 minute for him to create Tiny Hut.
Okay.
So within that minute, he's going to cast it and then hold the spell. As soon as we are outside of the city, he's going to drop it and let the spell complete.
So for this, you have to be in that spot for that minute.
Ah, gotcha.
You have to stand because you have to lay out the salt or whatever the material components are. You have to draw it out.
So in that case...
Can I use my second wind?
Yes. It's a fighter ability that gives you 1d10 plus your fighter level in healing.
That's nice.
I believe it's a bonus action? It's a good ability. It's a pretty solid second level ability. So are you just wanting to get to the edge of town and...
Start casting?
Okay, so
what
we're going to do for this is going to be kind of a round-by-round deal.
Mm-hmm.
With that survival check, I will tell you, you know you have about 4 hours left of the revelry. Mm-hmm. So you just need to make it through the next 4 hours... in order to be home clear.
Mm-hmm.
So how we're going to do this, you can go set up your spot, and we're going to do 10 rounds.
Sounds good.
I'm going to roll to see if anything finds you guys. So I'm going to get a stealth check from both of you. And...
None of my dice.
We'll go round by round, see if anything spots you, and possible combat ensuing.
This is while the tiny hut's being constructed?
Yes, mm-hmm. So he has to concentrate solely on casting that spell, So it's essentially going to be up to you.
That's fine.
To.
But we're on the outside of town off. Now?
Yes.
Okay, can I make a investigation check to see if I can find a very well hidden place to put these two down?
That would be a survival.
Or a survival check? 12.
12. So he sets up in this little opening, and the best spot you can find is just kind of in the bushes off to the side. They're hidden from sight, but if something was really trying to find them, like, there's nowhere great to hide them.
That's fine.
Okay, I need stealth checks from both of you.
21.
Okay.
Let's see if I can do something beforehand.
Okay. Yeah, whatever bullshit you got.
Got it.
That might be smart. He's not great at stealth.
Yeah, I'm gonna guidance him.
D4. Guidance me?
Yeah, as you're stealthing. So, add a 2 to your stealth check.
So your stealth is 23?
23. My stealth is actually not too terrible.
Yeah. That's the nice thing about barbarians using dex for AC and stuff.
I hate having disadvantage. 15.
15? Okay, so what I was planning was taking the average.
Mm-hmm.
So the average between 23 and 15 is what?
Don't ask me.
19?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's pretty good. So I got to beat a 19, and I'm going to just roll it flat. So nothing's going to come unless I roll a 19 or a 20. So you guys rolled very nicely. So you set up, you start drawing your circle, you mm-hmm. start doing your whole deal, and round one. 7.
Hell yeah,
you guys
brother.
You guys see stuff in the bushes, like moving around, but just moving past. Ooh, 17. That was round two. Round three. 5. 4. 2. 5, 3, 6, 7,
8,
7, 15,
ooh.
8, 5, 9, Nine. Final run. 8.
Woo!
So you guys are keeping low under these bushes. You're trying to you're like you're in your armor and everything, but you're like duck walking to stay below the bush level while you're like drawing your circle on the ground. And after that minute, boom, the dome appears.
And I'm gonna make it pitch black.
Okay. Norris, I'm assuming you get inside of
the
dome.
Oh, absolutely.
Do you?
Well, I'm going to grab these two first. But yeah, he doesn't even have to tell me. I'm just going in.
Bounce.
Let me in. Come on. It's not fucking funny, Fallen.
I imagine Norris like dragging the bodies up and like trying to
throw one in, and it just bop-boom. Just
it was probably
Ash. Body flopping.
I threw Ash, and he just bounced right off of it. The big-ass bear.
Yeah, I let you in, no problem.
Okay. Oh, my God. So you guys get in there, and what do you do once the dome gets set up? What is your plan?
So, with that, I'm going to take a long rest because I need 4 hours.
Okay.
So
I
can
lay down and go CP time?
I say, they're both secured. Let's take a rest. I know a spell that can fix this for them.
All right. How much longer do you think we have of this whole fucking moon shenanigan things?
4 hours?
Ah, man. You know, I'm pretty tired. For me to get a long rest, I think I might need a little bit more than 4 hours, but
I guess whatever rest I can get's rest.
At 4 hours, I'll take watch. And that allows me to start casting spells for them. All so right. By the time you're awake, everyone should be right.
All right. Good, because I'm pretty tired.
I'm just waiting for that thing to come down.
Me too. Oh. 3 years from now, when people are listening to this, they're going to be like, what the fuck do they keep referencing?
You had to be there, okay? TikTok was a wild place.
It was the Wild West.
It's like what Vine used to be, except for shittier.
Okay, so you're going to sleep. Are you going to sleep?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you two.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I'm asleep.
Okay,
too.
So you two.
Bless you.
Fall fast asleep. Passed out. It's been a long fucking day.
Is the bear fluffy?
The bear's very fluffy.
I'm sleeping on the bear.
Okay. You curl up like he's Baloo.
We've got the bear necessity.
No more than 10 seconds or we got to pay for it.
That's it.
You
we got to pay for it.
You get all cozy with your bear friend. And you guys fall fast asleep. After 1 hour of you guys sleeping, Ash, you wake up with a hit point. After finishing an hour rest, you are still a bloodthirsty bear. And you have because he still has lycanthropy. So you have two just tasty sleeping morsels, the tastiest of which is curled up around your belly. What do you do?
I knew I should have fucking tied his ass up, too.
Well played.
There's a reason I asked you guys what you did when you set up the dough.
Do I have a
Didn't think
time?
About that. Did not
do
think
what?
About that. But I'm looking for a bite. There it is.
Yeah,
yep.
I sent you the bite.
I'm going to bite at Norris.
Okay. Give me it's the same as your sword minus one, because your sword.
Well, I'd imagine one. He would have advantage because I'm sleeping.
You do have advantage because he's sleeping.
Not that I want you to have advantage, but trying to be nice here.
And it's an auto crit because he's sleeping.
Is it?
God. Yes.
Fuck you. God damn it.
The more I think about this, the worse it gets.
Stop thinking, DM. Stop using your brain.
All right. So plus seven. So 2d10. So 2d10, that's 20 automatically.
Jesus
plus
Christ.
That's 24.
Can you at least give me the hawk to it before you give it to me? Jesus.
Oh, there's lots of saliva.
It doesn't feel like it. It feels like it's sandpaper.
It comes looped.
Oh, God.
And then I need a constitution, so it's 31 damage.
It's more than I just
and
healed
a constitution
for.
Saving throw.
Oh, my God. 18.
He passes.
Yeah.
You pass.
God.
Yeah.
I'm assuming I'm screaming.
Everyone's awake, for sure, including Alphonse. Alphonse, you're now awake.
Well, okay. At least I got my short rest in.
You are shackled, and you're.
I'm at one, right?
You're at one hit point.
Can I get a wisdom saving throw, please?
A wisdom? That is 28.
28?
I have a plus 9 to wisdom saving.
Okay, so we're just gonna restart the initiative. So that was Ash. Norris, you're up.
Punch him in the dick.
If you punch him in the snout, they stop. Oh wait, that's sharks.
Twist his dick. Give him the old dick twist.
The whole time that they were setting it up, I was like, these motherfuckers better not forget to tie up the bear. Norris, you're up.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second.
Okay.
It didn't do anything.
How many dice was it?
All of them. D12.
Oh, you don't get a short rest.
I do. 1 hour. You said
we
were sleeping for an hour.
He got knocked out before you started your rest. It was roughly an hour. You didn't get a full hour.
Come on, Matt.
I'm sorry.
You're fucking killing me
here.
But
his 1 hour was up before your short rest was up.
All right, it's my turn.
Yep.
Jesus Christ. How big is this dome?
10 foot tall, 10 foot radius. So 20 feet across.
And I'm like 8 foot tall?
Roughly, yeah.
Well, it doesn't say what my area is, so fuck it. I'm just going to rage.
Okay.
In this fucking dome.
It would be kept inside the dome.
Okay.
Nothing can pass through the dome.
And then I'm going to attack Ash, Reckless Great Weapons Master, twice.
Okay.
Well, that would be a... well, hang on, because I have to subtract
five.
I just add three. That's what it was. So 19, 21, 22 to hit.
Yep, that hits.
Okay.
The bear's knocked out again.
And an 11 to hit.
The 11 doesn't.
That one doesn't.
But the first hit knocked him back.
All right,
he only had one hit point.
Good.
Can I do a medicine check?
Yeah, go for it.
I shouldn't have raged.
I fall forward right on Norris.
I just bench press him 11? Off of me.
You are terrible at medicine. What are you trying to find out?
To stabilize him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's DC 10 to stabilize.
Perfect.
So, yeah, you stabilize.
I rolled a 2.
Okay.
All right, so, yeah, I would just bench press him off of me, dude. And then I take out my fucking handcuffs, and I said, never again! And I just wrap him up as tight as I can with these handcuffs and put one handcuff on one ankle, wrap the other ankle with the boa, and then put his other hand, or then wrap the opposite hand with the other boa, and then handcuff his opposite so that he's got one arm and the opposite leg actually handcuffed, and the other two are just very bound.
Okay, how we're going to do this is these aren't a magical item. This is just a physical restraint.
Yeah.
And he's a giant-ass bear. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave it up to your roll. You are going to roll a strength check, and that is going to set his DC to escape it.
Whew, 21.
Okay. If whenever you wake back up here in an hour, if you go to escape, you have to beat a 21
strength
check.
Okay.
In order to break the manacles.
God damn. I'm not sleeping on the bear this time.
Yeah, because he could definitely still bite you if you're sleeping on him.
Fuck.
Hypothetically, if I cast sleep on him, since he's got one hit point.
I have zero.
So he's not going to wake up.
He still only sleeps for an hour.
That's fair.
Yeah, that doesn't change. Like if you're magically put to sleep or knocked out and stabilized, you sleep for an hour and then you wake up with one hit point.
Okay.
But you could be sitting there prepped to cast sleep on him as soon as he starts stirring.
I'm going to do that. So I'm going to not sleep then.
Okay.
I'm going to stay up.
Burn 3 first level spells, because that's how many you're going to need to keep him docile for the rest of the night.
Oh my god.
Are you out of first level?
Yeah.
So could he burn two second level spells?
Yeah, he can upcast it. It's not going to do him much good because he only needs one hit point of sleep. But yeah, he'd have to upcast.
You know, I don't have that many spell slots left.
Wait.
I'm going to sit there with a hammer.
I'm about to say,
bonk.
What if?
I just look at Fallen because I imagine you're like, we're talking this out.
Yeah.
So I'd say, wait a minute. Why don't you just sleep so that you get all your spell slots back? I'll stay up, and if he wakes up, I'll just fucking knock him out again.
Perfect. Do you have something that's not sharp?
I just hold up both of my fists.
I hand you my mace.
Okay.
Just.
I imagine the mace is like the size of one of his hands.
Yeah, I mean, it's not much different.
It's essentially a cudgel in your hand.
I also have this, and then I just change my hand into my Warhammer.
Oh, I forgot about the Warhammer.
I know, I haven't used it in a while.
Yeah.
And I go, I have the blunt end.
That works. I'll heal him afterwards.
I should just get his skull bashed in the whole fucking night.
If he completely stops breathing, wake me up.
All right, I will. Yep. Yeah, you get your sleep. You're a little more important than me. I'm just hurting a little bit. I'm really tired.
Okay. Throughout the night.
Wait, do I get my check to try to?
So an hour later. you see a little rustling from the bear. I need initiative between the two of you to see who gets to act first.
Oh, it's cocked.
16.
23.
Fuck you.
I need a strength check.
Strength?
Yeah.
17.
You flop around on the ground as a bear, fully restrained. Norris, roll to attack.
All right. And this... Well, yeah. This would be an armed attack.
He's... Yeah. Yeah, use your Warhammer or whatever stats.
I don't have a stat for it.
Okay,
because
we used it just for my hand. Just roll your regular attack.
Either way, it's just a plus 10. It's just the damage is different.
Yeah.
16.
It's not hit.
So he rolls to the side, and it hits the ground next to his head. Second attack.
That's cocked.
It's like whack-a-mole.
29!
Okay.
All right. Stop moving!
On Bonk. The second one, you crack the bear in the head, and he passes out and starts snoring again.
Norris just wipes the sweat off his brow.
I just want a nap.
All right. Technically, we have two more of these. Roll initiative.
I want a nap. I just want to go to sleep.
Roll your initiative. Oh.
That would be a 16.
Yeah, he beat me 14.
Okay. You get cudgeled in the head again.
Yeah, that's a 22.
Okay. You get cudgeled in the head again. Sleep. Are you staying up to watch this? Or
no.
Are you sleeping?
No, not least bit.
Okay. One more initiative.
Oh, fuck. That's a...
I'm just gonna
12.
21.
Yeah, you win.
Strength check?
Nope.
Okay, still restrained?
Ha-ha! That's a 29 again.
Okay.
Bonk!
Knocked back out. And after about 45, half hour, 45 minutes of you just staring there, like, I imagine it's like you just drank a pot of coffee, eyes are so fucking big just watching this bear, like, fucking move. Just move!
I'm imagining I'm probably, like, taking some of my fucking, like, drugs that I brought from the like, material plane and just fucking jamming them in my vein just to stay awake.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, after a while, you see, because you guys can see outside when you're inside of this dome, and you finally see the moon move below the horizon, and Ash shrinks back down into his human form.
I'm going to walk over to Ash, and I'm going to wake him up.
Okay. Ash, You wake up. You got one hit point. You don't remember anything from the last several hours. All you know is your head hurts.
I was going to say, why does my really head bad? Hurt?
Actually, your everything hurts. You are sore from head to toe.
God, why does it feel like I just got done with the worst workout ever?
Are you hurting there, buddy?
Just a little.
I slap him in the face.
Are you trying to do damage? Are you trying to knock him out again?
Nope, non-lethal. Okay. I just slap him in the face.
And oh, yeah, and you're still tied up.
Why am I tied?
You're a dick. And then I just go over to the corner and I lay down.
Am I passed back out?
Okay.
Am I? I'm asking.
Yeah, you can pass. I imagine you just fall asleep from exhaustion.
Yeah.
At this point. Okay. So a few hours later, Fallen, you're the first to wake up. Perfect. You have three, fortunately, humans. The dome goes down just as you wake up, and you're surrounded by your friends in human form.
Remove curse.
Okay. Are there? Does it cost anything?
Ooh, good question.
I do believe that has.
You had remove curse this
cost.
Whole time.
He had to sleep to get it.
I was about to say, now you're the dick.
Verbal, somatic, instantaneous. And touch all curses affects creature. And here's no.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure there wasn't a gold cost because none of you have any gold.
I do.
I don't think you have much though. Because that's all earth currency.
Oh, that's all earth currency.
Yeah, you guys have no
Never
gold.
Never mind.
The only one with gold is the poor-ass priest.
Yeah. And then, since... Actually, they're going to be able to get their full 8 hours. As long as they stay here.
Yeah, if you let them sleep.
Four. That's fair.
Yeah, if you let them sleep, they can all get their... Oh, yeah.
I'm going to untie him.
Okay.
And then I'm going to fidget with the shackles because I've never seen handcuffs before like this.
Okay, yeah. I'm trying to remember where you guys got these.
No, I think I got
these.
We're going to
use these
for
cross.
Oh, were these? Okay. So
because
you guys...
I forget what you actually called them. You just told me to list them as magical monocles.
I thought we were going to use them for Mike or one of the bigger guys.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either.
Either way, it does look like something you don't understand. But
I try and get him off him and then just...
Give me a sleight of hand check.
3.
Yeah. You're like, meh, like a... just like beating on him. You don't know what the fuck
I kind of tap on him.
Yeah,
go.
You're Derek Zoolander trying to get into the iMac.
Nope.
And after 8 hours for poor Norris.
And Alphonse.
He slept before you.
Oh, that's
so
fair.
you wake up a few hours after they do.
Oh, okay.
And you still feel rough. Like you feel well rested, but you still feel like you got your ass kicked the day before. bit of a headache. Still have that window where you don't remember shit.
Oh, okay.
But you wake up, you feel a lot better, get your long rest. Eventually, Norris, since you were the last one to go to sleep, you wake up 8 hours later.
Jeez. Spell slots.
This was a long day.
Holy fuck.
There was a lot that happened in one day.
So Norris would just, like, wake up and roll over and be like, you two, what the fuck happened? Alphonse, you were a fucking werebore.
They were bitten.
And you were a fucking bear. And I don't just mean, like, don't touch me. You were a fucking bear, and you were heavy. And you bit me. You piece of shit. You bit me.
That's why I got this grease taste in my mouth.
21. I don't remember anything. What do you mean?
Yeah, what happened?
You were bit and cursed with lycanthropy.
I mean, we walked out of the fucking inn that was on fire, and shame this guy was a literal bear. You shot me with brain bullets like two or three times.
Yeah, that and sounds like something I'd do.
And you had fucking tusks. Big old tusk and a pig nose.
Huh. Was it a good look on me or not?
No.
Oh. Okay.
I like it just like this. You don't look so good as a boar.
So what's with these? Why am I?
Oh, here. Let me get those. And I take those off. I go. I had to put those on you to break whatever fucking curse thing you had going on.
Huh?
You almost killed me, dude.
That's not good.
Yeah. I mean, we're still friends, but we've got some issues to work out here.
Nothing a kiss won't make up.
Not now.
I still love you. I hate you right now.
I'm glad you hate me. I had to stay awake, pumping my what I have left of veins full of drugs so I can whop you on the fucking
Speaking
noggin.
Speaking of which, yeah. You did mention that.
I did.
What drugs did you use?
I don't know. Norris was a drug addict. I'm sure he had something.
Purely... For fuck's sake, I need a D100. If you pumped yourself full of stimulants, I need a D100.
So when the Shadokai fought you, is that when the fire started?
What are you talking about? The fire in the inn?
Yes.
Yeah, what was up with the fire?
Well...
How did that happen?
Ash and I got backstabbed. I don't know what happened. Do you guys see where O and what's his nuts went?
Oh, Mike? Fuck. I forgot about those guys.
They were kidnapped by the Shadokai. We came in to grab you, and that's when everything went to shit.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. The Shadokai mentioned something about a lord. What's his name?
I have a note in my pocket. I can't remember right now.
Lord Dijkstra? Dijkstra?
Dijkstra.
Starts with a D. Lord D?
Yeah.
Lord of the D? I don't know. According to Norris.
Well, I say we put his head on a pike, then.
Well, I mean...
Do you know where he's at? Because I'd really like to get back at him for that shit. And probably, if they took O and Mike, we probably should go get them.
Yeah, so weird thing happened. I tried running after him. And I've seen a lot of shit in my day. And I was terrified. I literally could not take a step forward, even if I wanted to. And I wanted to, but I couldn't.
I have a more important question. Why the fuck did you guys get outside of the inn?
It's tradition for me.
I wanted to see why he got outside the inn. Next thing I know, he puts us in this bubble that I could see out of, and we've got these fucking bats and rats and bears and boars and
oh my
fucking like werewolves and shit, and they're like beating on the fucking thing. I regretted it immediately.
So every year, I go out there and I feed the werewolves.
Why would you do that?
Because they're my friends.
Whoa, wait. We just killed a bunch. You helped us kill a bunch of your friends.
It was me or them. At the time, we were protected. I can show leniency. But my mission must continue.
What's your mission?
I was tasked by my god to assist you.
Oh. Well, that's good timing, because we just cut all of your alliances. Allegiances, you know.
At least in this town.
Anything friend-related you had, you just murdered them.
If anything, you can blame it on us.
So, could we go back and, like, give them stuff to rebuild? I mean, obviously we can't bring back the dead, unless we can bring back the dead. I don't know. This place is fucking weird. But
I'm going to stop you there, Norris.
Should we not go back? Is that a bad
idea? I'm fucking done with this place.
Yeah,
we have a mission.
That's fair. Yep.
We have a name. Hopefully Fallen knows where this Dijkstra is.
You don't even have to roll. You know exactly where he is.
Yes.
He's got a mansion close to town.
So instead of helping people rebuild now, we need to get what supplies we need, and we need to focus on what we're here to do.
That's fair.
I'm sick of this godforsaken place.
You know what? That's fair. I like that.
And I would give Norris a giant hug.
and whisper in your ear, I'm sorry, buddy. I appreciate that. It means a lot.
How about a big bear hug?
But too fucking soon, man. Too fucking soon.
I mean, you look kind of cute as a bear. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, how did I look?
Like a fucking bear. I mean, I don't know. You didn't look like Bo that, you know, his like hair was falling all off of him. Yeah, you were fully fucking maned up. But
Bo was cute. Oh, speaking of Bo, where is Bo?
I haven't seen Bo since we fed him that fucking piece of meat you threw at him.
We didn't kill him, did we?
Can you kill the undead?
Yes, you can.
So last he was seen, he kind of took some meat from you and wandered off to the edge of town. So he's probably along the edge of town somewhere.
So, Fallen, from here to where we need to go, I think it's time. Do you need a list of anything? Is there anything that you need for preparation? You're the magical man here.
I need a ruby.
Where is there a mine around? Where the hell are we going to get a ruby?
That's a good question.
Is there a jeweler in that town?
History.
I'd like your finest jewels.
Yeah, give me history.
15?
With a 15, you would know that your order would possibly have rubies. And there's something in the back of your mind that tells you that you don't know where you remember it from, but you believe that there is a temple to the Raven Queen in the area that may also have rubies.
Okay.
Norris, Ash, any items you need?
Ugh. Dude, in this place, I don't fucking know, man.
I think I'm good right now. Let's just go get this guy and get
some more of those magical monocles would be pretty sweet.
Crit 20 for survival, plus 9, so 29 for me to get where we need to go.
Which one do you want to go to?
I'd probably go to the monastery.
Okay. Yeah, you don't even need... You know exactly where the monastery is.
You know
exactly how to get there.
Fastest way to get there, and then toward the Baron.
Yeah, no problem. So we will pick up from here next week. Thank you, everybody. I think that was our first, like, straight-up PvP.
Yeah.
That wasn't, like, a tournament.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Well, yeah, thanks, everyone, for listening to this wonderful episode.
Hi.
Of Dubstep and Dragons. Make sure to drop a like, follow, subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform. And don't forget to drop a comment to let us know what your thoughts are on it. And as always, we'll see you next week.
Toodles.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Later.
Hawk-tua.